Okay, so what we've got here is a world-first technology. This thing takes waste woody biomass and pyrolyzes it. And the pyrolysis is the low-oxygen, high-temperature treatment of wood to a biochar product. Now, the biochar is a charcoal-like substance, but it's different to charcoal because it's much higher temperature. So it's specifically focused on creating a product that's got soil amendment properties, specifically for agricultural purposes.
Is it difficult to operate?
No, it's quite a sophisticated machine. It was built for the Victorian state government, and we had CSIRO and EPA Victoria and various other bodies on the board of the project, so we had to meet quite stringent guidelines in its development. It's a fully automated system. It runs itself, it shuts itself down. You can run it from your iPad or your iPhone if you want, or from the internet, and you can see aerials on it there. So it's a very simple, it's a push-button start, runs itself, and then closes itself down. It's also a very efficient machine. It actually uses the energy of the wood itself to cook itself. So the energy of the wood drives the pyrolysis zone where it cooks the wood, and then we've got a afterburner arrangement where we combust the pyrolysis gases. So as you can see here, there's no smoke coming out the top, so it's a very clean and efficient renewable energy technology.
Is there something about the soils and the environment in the Northern Territory that makes biochar particularly appealing compared to the rest of the country?
Yeah, the answer is yes to that question. We just did a trial near Darwin on a farm. The soils were quite poor at that farm, which were consistent with the soils of most Northern Territory, apparently. Extremely low carbon soil carbon contents, about the lowest I've heard of, actually. Very sandy soil. Very low water holding capacity, very low nutrient holding capacity as well. So that little trial we did, that farmer produced the best produce he'd ever produced on that farm ever. Increased yield, fantastic produce. Funnily enough, it got trucked all the way to Melbourne to the markets there, and they were the best produce they'd seen all year. So there was definitely a kick there. So look, if you haven't got a constraint in your soils, biochar won't help. But if you do, like the Northern Territory does, then biochar may be a fantastic solution for this region. The other thing worth mentioning too is there is work going on where biochar is being used as a ruminant animal stock feed additive at a low percentage rate. Apparently it helps with digestion, improves meat quality and reduces methane emissions as well. So there's work coming out of Europe on that at the moment. And I'm aware of some trials going on in Australia at the moment. So that's another potential output that might be useful in Northern Territory with the massive pastoral properties that are in this region.
How far off do you think that is for the cattle industry?
Oh, well, when we start doing trials and when more data becomes available. Look, the proof will be in the pudding, really. I mean, that's the reason for this roadshow, is that at each location we're going to, you know, go as hard as we can with the char maker and make as much biochar as we can to be left behind to kick off trials at each location. So tomorrow and Friday we'll be doing two or three batches, and we'll leave a few tonne of biochar here to kick off trials in Alice Springs. We'll do the same in Douglas Daly, same in Katherine, same in Darwin. So then and then we can use that biochar for where we think the best end use application is for trialing and proving it up.